Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. It's been my tradition for the last few years, probably the last 14, 15 years, to kind of come up with my top technology list each year. And I don't claim any foresight or any great knowledge or any great precognition, as it were, as to what's possible. But there are a number of interesting technologies and a number of interesting companies and things that are out there that I'm truly interested in this year. And so this is part of my my series. I will publish this on Verily and then later in my WordPress blog. I used to do it only on LinkedIn, but I've kind of given up on publishing on LinkedIn for a while, so I probably will not. I also used to do this on CloudTweaks, and I've kind of given up publishing there. I just don't have the time anymore. So what I'm going to probably do is just publish it on Verily in my podcast. So, future technologies. Now, in the past, I've said things like I thought that this was the year of the 3D printer, or this was the year of the VAT, or this or that, a number of different things. And I will say now that the big technology, the biggest thing, the one thing that's going to change the game in the year 2020 is 5G. 5G is massive. It's a big change. It allows for so many interesting opportunities and so many interesting computing capabilities that it's just unbelievable. I have a 5G puck. It's basically a Wi-Fi enabled LTE 5G router, and I took that down to downtown DC where there is 5G right now, and I literally downloaded a 1 gig movie in virtually no time at all. You could literally watch live television on 5G, no lag, while still downloading a movie, because that's what I did. I actually watched a live television show at this from my television provider at the exact same time I was downloading a movie, as well as downloading a bunch of applications. So the big number one thing, the top of the mark for 2020 is 5G. It's going to be a big deal. The next big thing, I think, will be the handsets that support 5G. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, I have a 5G puck, so I'm not as horribly worried about 5G. It's actually sometimes the Swiss Army knife approach that a cell phone offers can be a little limiting. But the 5G puck does a great job. It is a MiFi, 5G MiFi from Verizon, and it does a great job. But the new handsets that are going to support 5G, the Samsung and Motorola handsets do now. Rumor is that the iPhone 12 will also support 5G stack. Basically, what has to happen is you have to have both a 5G and a 4G LTE stack for at least the next, I would say, 2 to 5 years. 5G will probably fully roll out in the U.S. by, I'm thinking, the end of 2024 time frame to maybe 2025. I know a lot of people are talking about the fact that Huawei and other companies are looking at 6G, and I know that Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and others are also looking at 6G and beginning to plan for and build that. But until 5G is fully rolled out, the relevance of 6G is it's a nice piece of paper to read. So the handsets will be the second. So the first thing is going to be 5G. The second thing is all of the handsets that will be available. The next big thing, number three, is the newly supported AirPlay projectors. So basically, Apple and Samsung and others allow you to share your screen. With an Apple device, you can grab an Apple TV and easily share your screen. But now with some of the new projectors, you can plug into the USB port in the back of the small Pico projector, and you can actually share your iPhone screen on the wall. You know, a lot of people don't do that, but if you do meetings on the go, or if you need to look at documents, or you need to look at Excel spreadsheets, that is a powerful feature. So number one is 5G. Number two is the devices that will support 5G. Number three is AirPlay on projectors or Samsung or whatever Android device you use. And number four is Android TV. So as we think about the four components within the future tech, the fourth thing is Android TV. I'm really impressed with the Android TV system and how well it works. It has really slimmed down. I have a projector that I use all the time that has a 5G capability, or 5G, excuse me, an AirPlay Android TV operating system, and it is truly amazing as we head down the path of thinking about what 2020 will bring. From my perspective, that's the four big tech areas that are going to really change the game this year. You'll notice that I've left 3D printers off. I've left the small laser engraving systems off. I've left a bunch of things off this year simply because I don't see them as having the same level of impact as I would have thought they would have a couple of 4 or 5 years ago as I look forward to, you know, what was the art of the possible. So there are things out there that are coming that are impressive. That's my top four for 2020. My name is Scott Anderson, and you are listening to my podcast. Thank you very much for listening.